Welcome back to another edition of The Bunker with Willie B. Right, bad boys, you better watch out. I tell you what, our local law enforcement here on the island is top notch. I swear. I hear all this bad stuff about the boys in blue, and it just really upsets me because you really need to be in their shoes to understand why they do things the way they do, because it's not an easy job and it's a scary job. So this show, I'm going to dedicate it to the boys in blue because you know what? I appreciate everything they do for us. I love our police force. Every time I see one, I go up and say, I appreciate everything you do for our community. I wave at them when they drive by. I can't say enough about them. Yeah, there's been some issues here and there, but you're always going to have that. It's just a dangerous job. It's a scary job, and I appreciate them. So here's to you guys. Thanks for everything you do.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Courage.
courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous, and it starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous. Lord, make us courageous.
Funny thing about this show, it was really tough to do, was because when I Google, I Google most of the time when I look for music, I Google it. I type in songs about cops, and oh my gosh, the songs that popped up was unbelievable. They're all explicit songs. They're those songs that people are singing bad things about the cops. They're going to shoot them with their Glock 9 and all this crappy stuff. It's like crazy stuff. So it's funny because you can actually see the disparity in our nation, whereas those type of songs come from the cities. And all the good songs that I found, they came from the country. Yeah, the Bible Belt, the place where people appreciate law enforcement. I cannot imagine the apocalypse happening and us not having our police force here to protect us. If you think things are bad now, just let the apocalypse happen and see what happens.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. Smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and pray to God he hears you.
You know, we live on the second largest island in the United States. One of the Hawaiian Islands is bigger than we are. We're huge, and that's a huge responsibility for people to take care of. So that's why we got our village officers. And those guys, most of the time, they do their job without a gun even. Yeah, so that's how well they do their job out there. With such a huge island, you would really think that we could set aside maybe 100 acres for hoop houses. Yeah, I just had to throw that out there, didn't I?
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh yeah, so little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins. I know
chase through the madness and chaos. So I call on my angels. They say,
oh, you have so little faith.
Serving the Coast Guard, I was actually a federal law enforcement officer. I'd go out and do boardings, and I'd carry a gun, wear a bulletproof vest, all that great stuff, and I didn't like it. And I tell you what, it's a scary job. It really is. You never know what's going to happen. My scariest moment, we were doing a boarding. I'm standing there, keeping an eye on everything that's going on in the cabin. All of a sudden, I feel this thing brush up against my leg. I look down. It's a pit bull. That was my scariest moment in my whole 28-year career. That pit bull sitting there staring at me.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I did.
My power's turned on.
So yeah, I didn't have it as bad as they do. But, you know, next time you see one of our boys in blue, please go up and tell them thank you for your service. We really do appreciate everything you do for our community. That's just not the boys in blue. That's also for our NOAA, you know, our NIMF agents, the Coast Guard, State Police, anybody that serves our community. They deserve a big, huge applause and a pat on the back. Thank you all.
It's a thankless job, especially now. We earned that gun and badge, but it ain't all they talked about. I gave my oath, and I'm proud to serve. And despite what some people think, the haters don't get on my nerves. It ain't easy doing what we do, but my honor will always stay true. 'Cause my heart bleeds blue. It's a small brotherhood, part of the thin blue line. 'Cause we're always on the edge of what is wrong and what is right. We're called the sheepdogs because we protect the herd from the evil that exists and from all over the world. It ain't easy doing what we do, but my honor will always stay true. 'Cause my heart bleeds blue.
Hearts bleed blue.